Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lilydale Radio. I am Colleen Vanderzijden. I am a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. And as a medium, as all mediums do at Lilydale, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. And as a life coach, what I do is I help people create a better life, help them look at their problems from a different perspective, maybe give them some suggestions or action steps they might take to feel better. As you're joining me, I would love for you to say hello, tell me where you are from, what your name is, all of that stuff, so that I can talk to you as much as I can and, you know, feel connected to you. So feel free to leave your name and everything as we are going. Today we are going to talk about embracing the unexpected. But before we get to that, a couple of other things I wanted to talk about first. I am live on my page, Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And if you haven't followed me yet, please do so. And I am also live on Lilydale Assembly Incorporated official page. If you have not followed Lilydale yet, please do so. And I can see your comments for those of you who are on my page as we are live, and I'd love to respond to your comments, so please leave as many comments as you'd like. And on the Lilydale page, however, I cannot see them live as we go, so I always respond to them right after the show, so I can answer your questions or whatever we need to do. So hello, darling. Nice to see you. So like I said, we are going to be talking about embracing the unexpected. Hi, Denise and Joy. Hi, Alyssa and Ray and Karen. Nice to see all of you guys. So I wanted to talk this week because last week was kind of an intense show. If you were with me last week, I had a lot to say last week about different ways, or a specific way actually, to get rid of your stress, to instantly transform it. And so there was a lot of information I had to give you first before I got to the technique to do that. So I thought tonight we would do a little bit of a less intense show for you. So it won't be too bad, but it'll be fun. And I've got a really awesome way of looking at things that I think will really help you, especially if you are struggling with some of the unexpected things that happen in our lives, as we all have those things. So let's talk about Lilydale. What is happening in Lilydale this summer? Just a brief mention. I went and looked at the special events to see who was coming. We've got Thomas John coming, Michelle White Dove, Cindy Kaza, who is on the Travel Channel doing an amazing job there, Sandra Taylor, Sharon Ann Klingler, of course. We have this really cool mentalist duo coming on July 30th at 7 p.m. And a mentalist, I guess one person goes in the audience and takes something from somebody in the audience, and the person on stage, like, you know, reads a prescription number off a bottle or something. I don't know how they do it, but it would be fun to watch nonetheless, I'm sure. Coming up this week at Lilydale, because there are still things happening in Lilydale even while we are off season officially, is we have a Patricia Bell is going to be doing a workshop on the 17th called, hold on, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget, Where Are My Miracles? So that will be good. On the 18th, Patricia Price is doing evidential mediumship and psychic messages using color, as well as advanced ribbon reading. And then Tom Kressley is going to do a workshop on April 24th about spiritual healing during the pandemic. So we have some things coming up. So to get more information on those, go to lilydaleassembly.org, and you will be able to see all of the special events and the summer program, because the summer program is up. If you want a printed copy of the program book, just call Lilydale and they will mail you one. Isn't that awesome? That is so awesome. So hello, everybody. Nice to see you all. Hi, Colleen. Colleen from Texas. Colleen, I'm in Texas right now. So that's really ironic. So let's see. I'm going to make sure I said everything I was going to. Yeah. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We are going to talk about embracing the unexpected. We're going to talk about looking at the unexpected and recognizing the divine order within it. And we are also going to, I'm going to give you two questions to ask yourself to help you discover your own personal meaning in every situation, especially those ones that take us for a loop because they're unexpected and we just are surprised by that. So I'm going to give you two questions about that. But first, I am going to start with a story, because I had a a recent situation that I think you'll find amusing. But it helped me look at some things and really get further insight on the value and the belief system of believing in divine order. And within that divine order, we are always guided by the universe. So back in January, I was booking a room at a hotel. So I called up on the phone, and it was one of those situations, after you book the room, they say, hey, we'll give you 500 extra points if you listen to this special offer. And I was like, yeah, sure, okay, whatever. And it was a four-day, three-night special offer at this property that they were trying to promote. And, of course, a significantly reduced price and all of this stuff. Of course, the key, right, is that to get this great offer, you have to go to this presentation when you get there. And it was a pay now, get the details later situation. As it turned out, the person who I was talking to on the phone had left out some key information about this special offer and like the qualifications to receive it, and he also neglected to tell me it was a timeshare. I know so many of you out right now, try that again. So many of you out there right now are going, you're crazy. It's always that. Don't do it. Oh, don't worry, I didn't buy. So it's all good. So I usually hang up, and I never listen to those promotional talks. Never, never. Never accept them, nothing like that. Usually I'm like, no, got to go. Bye. The last time somebody asked me that, I'm like, no, my fire alarm is going off. I got to go. So, but for some reason that day, I decided to buy the offer. I know some of you are still going, oh, no, don't worry. It's all good. So I went to the property, and it was actually beautiful. I mean, it was really nice. So when it came time to go to that sales presentation, you know, that horrible thing we have to go to where you sit there for hours, I did one once about 30 years ago, and I haven't done one since. So I was preparing myself for the worst, especially because the sales pitch on the phone, the guy lied and totally misrepresented everything. So I was really working myself up, getting a little bit worried about it. So I expected the salesman to be the same way. So we got there to the presentation, and he was 30 minutes late, which was great, because it was supposed to be a two-hour presentation. Now it would only be 90 minutes at most. And rather than a heavy-duty sales pitch, he ended up telling us about his health concerns and how he felt them. Part of it was because he had had problems walking, and my partner had some problems with mobility. So he started talking about that. Then as he started talking about this and how he started to feel better, he mixed it in with the required sales pitch, but it wasn't a heavy-duty thing. It was like he was rushing through it. Then he told us about being in law enforcement and some of the stories there. And then he told us about his fiance who was killed in a car accident with a drunk driver. And he told us how hard it was for him to handle that, of course. And then he told us his last remaining connection to her was their dog, who had just died a few weeks before we were talking to him. So where I was expecting this horrible situation, horrible, horrendous sales pitch, instead we were presented with a man in grief, someone who needed to be validated and heard. My partner is a therapist, and I'm a life coach, and as you know, I talk to dead people. It would appear we were exactly in the right place at the right time. This unexpected situation was divine order. We listened to him, of course, and responded with reassurance and encouragement and all of that. And I talked a little bit about how spirit goes on, how our souls are still here on the other side. And, you know, you got to be really careful as a medium talking to people you don't know. You know, I don't necessarily go up to people all the time and say, hey, you know, I've talked to dead people. Because, you know, sometimes it's just not the right place to do that. But this guy was in so much grief. And my partner and I looked at each other, and he said to me, do you feel her here? And the salesman's going, what do you mean? I said, no, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. But I did talk to him about how the soul continues. And I talked to him about how our loved ones on the other side are always around us and always supporting us. And when he talked about the dog passing, that was the time where he really got emotional. So here he is in this business suit, and we're in this, you know, special capacity, and he's really, like, sharing his heart with us. And as I touched in with his energy and some of the energies on the other side, you know, I reassured him, too, that the dog's soul goes on as well. We ended up having a really wonderful truly heart-connected conversation. And I know we left them with some things to consider because talking about the other side and spirits going on wasn't exactly what he knew about, but he was very open to it. And as we got back in the car to go back to the condo, I was a little bit in shock because I had expected a draining, exhausting experience. And it wasn't that at all. It was totally in divine order. And as I looked back on the situation, how we came to that moment, to that place, I thought it was very interesting how this one impulsive or maybe intuitive decision led me there. I listened to that phone pitch, which I never do. Then I decided to buy it, which I would never, ever do because you know what's going to happen. And then I decided we were going to go to this property, and then, here's a little bit interesting part, I got a little bit worked up about what was going to happen. I didn't want to go to that sales pitch, and that kind of, I just thought it was going to be smarmy, you know? But instead, we were there to help somebody else. This is totally divine order. So an unexpected situation like this, and any unexpected situations we have in our lives, if we can understand that everything, every single thing, is in divine order. Like we start to look at the big picture of life. We start to understand that our lives have purpose and meaning, that the universe is going to be there to bring us those situations to help us in our growth, our development, to help us help other people. Everything has purpose and meaning. Sometimes people think when we talk about divine order, that means preordained, right? That you don't have free will, that this is going to happen and this is going to happen and this is going to happen. No, there are so many different and divergent avenues we can have in our lives. You know, we make this one decision and opens up a whole pathway down a different way than if we'd made a different decision. And we get to make those decisions as we want to. We get to decide how we're going to do them. So divine order is not that it's all laid out in front of you. What it is that everything has that purpose in it. Our circumstances, our events, our interactions, our choices, okay? It is all about us in a bigger picture. Divine order, my philosophy, my belief system, is that divine order is here for our benefit. It presents us with an opportunity to help us learn more about ourselves as a part of that bigger universal picture. So frequently, when we have unexpected events, what do? We resist them. We resist them by complaining, worrying, obsessing over things. We might even, sometimes we do this, subconsciously self-sabotage. We might do something to turn a situation into a worse situation. If we were to embrace, truly, truly embrace divine order, rather than resisting life and its uncertainties, we would be embracing life. We would make the most out of every opportunity, every situation, everything that happens to us. We would also fully accept all the limitless good that comes to us. And I'm going to talk in a little bit about how we sometimes, without awareness, how we sometimes reject that good in our lives. But I will talk about that in a little bit, so I won't digress right now. But if we accept everything, we would be letting go of the worry. And we would be, you know, when we have something unexpected or uncertain, we'd be letting go of that feeling of uncomfortability, you know, that we get into when we don't like something. We would actually be happier. We would be trusting the universe. Resistance is always a sign of not trusting the universe. My philosophy, another one, is that we are here to learn how to be ourselves. And within that is learning how to trust ourselves and trust the universe so that we're always knowing that we're always inner guided. So if we trust this, we're trusting the universe, we embrace that unexpected, we would start to curiously look for that personal meaning that is in every situation or interaction. Now, for that meeting where we had to go in for the timeshare, we could have, and this is a really key point right now, we could have gone into that meeting acting defensively or impatiently approaching the conversation. And while we were waiting for our meeting to start, I watched some other people who were real jerks to their salespeople, you know, just how they said, what we got to go, we don't have time for this, you know, and they weren't being very nice to the people. And I had been worried about how it would go, but what we had decided ahead of time was that we were going to intentionally choose to stay strong in who we really are and who are we, but beings of love and kindness. I would never speak to someone purposefully with a nasty tone in my voice, okay? And even though I had worked myself up a little bit and I was a little worried about how it was going to go, we decided ahead of time before we stepped into the room to stay authentic to ourselves, to respond to the person with kindness and love, no matter what they did, no matter how they lied, possibly, or misrepresented or anything. We were going to stay and try to be ourselves as much as we could. We were prepared, of course, with reasons why we would not buy, but that didn't mean we were going to be jerks. Because we had chosen to be our authentic self as the loving people we are and who we want to be, we intentionally chose to do this. We were presented with this opportunity to help this other person. If we had gone in there as a jerk, he wouldn't have opened up to us. He wouldn't have told us what he needed. And he did. He told us what he needed. And we were there to help him with that. We got further information to recognize our bigger part in this. And when we see that, by choosing to be true to ourselves, we were open to the universe's guidance. So when we trust that divine order, we expand our capacity for joy. We are expanding it. Our lives become more meaningful. We open up to that limitless good that is available to us at all times. We let go, very important, we let go of attempting to control situations. We're going to surrender. Surrender never means giving up. Surrender means we let go of control. When we let go of control, then we release the worry. Isn't that amazing? So we're surrendering to the divine guidance. So how do we trust? How do we do this? How do we move into that perspective that embraces divine order? How do we make the most of these opportunities? Number one, know that you are always led to where you need to be. This means that everything that's happening to you, you've been led there one way or another. Yes, you're making your individual choices. You're still being led there, okay? It's like your higher self knows what you need as well. So you will be led where you need to be. Every interaction is an opportunity for you to trust divine order, to keep that in the back of your mind, that there's something here, that's something really important. And you, to make the most of it, you're going to choose how to handle the situation. So knowing who you are helps you decide how to proceed. How will you handle that unexpected situation? How will you handle the uncertainty that happens? Then what you do is you choose to look for the opportunity. What is the universe trying to show you? So the two questions to help you discover personal meaning in every situation is, number one, who are you and how is this an opportunity? Who are you and how is this an opportunity? Did you ever hear this story? This is such a wild story when I heard this. Did you hear the story about the lady who was living in an apartment and she had a new neighbor moved in and he was playing really loud music at all hours of the day and night. He was having parties at 3 and 4 in the morning, and of course she had to get up for work, all of this stuff. So when we look at this situation, we ask ourselves, how is this in divine order? What is this about? How could this be in divine order? We might not know. Okay, we might not know, certainly not right away. But to navigate it and how to handle this, and to discover that possible meaning or purpose is to ask yourself, who am I? So if you were in this situation, who are you? Are you the kind of person that's going to call the police? Are you going to call the building manager? Are you going to bang on the walls or ceiling screaming at them? Are you going to go knock on their door and swear at them? Are you going to directly handle it? You know, go to them and just straight out say, hey, this is what's going on. Are you going to avoid a conflict and try to ignore it, hoping it goes away? So you want to respond in being centered in who you truly are, no matter what is happening. So you have to pause a minute and decide, who are you? How are you going to respond to this? What are you going to do? This lady, and this is the best part of the story, if you ask me, is she thought about it for a couple of weeks, was trying to figure out exactly how to do it. She ended up making him a cake and leaving a note because she had to go to work and he wasn't up yet because, you know, he was up at 4 in the morning. So she left him a note, and then he contacted her. And here's the divine order within it. His daughter had died a few months previously. And so Christmas was coming, and he was really concerned, and he was trying to distract himself from the pain of his loss by playing the loud music and distracting himself with people coming over. And because of this woman's kindness of just writing a nice note and presenting him with a cake, they actually became friends. And he told her the story of why he was doing this and shared his needs with her, and they became friends. If she had reacted from a mean perspective, if she had been a jerk about it, which wouldn't have been authentically her, obviously, by how she handled it, but if she had gone the other way, it could have made his situation so much worse. If we can understand that authentically who we are is that being of love, every single one of us, then we can consciously, intentionally choose to respond to any situation from that. So in this case, how was it in divine order? It helped that man. It helped him get support. There was purpose and meaning in it. And that woman learned how to use her power, not learn, she probably does it all the time, but she used her power to uplift him. She stepped past the irritation and all those other emotions, and that's where we'll get stuck. Okay, she stepped past those and responded authentically in alignment with who she is. The emotions are what gets us in trouble, right? When we have the unexpected, the uncertain situations, what do? Right? We get the emotions, we get stuck in those thoughts. So this is a way to do that. So if you are just joining me, we are talking about divine order and how it's related to the unexpected, talking about two questions you can ask yourself to handle anything. If you're just new and you have not listened to us before, this is Lily Dale Radio. I'm Colleen VanderZijden, the host here. You can connect with me on Facebook, Colleen VanderZijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, or my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com, or a quick link, psychicmediumcolleen.com, and of course, LilydaleAssembly.org to see everything that's coming up, and Lilydale Assembly Incorporated is the official page on Facebook. So I've told you everything. We are going to continue talking about this. I'm going to give another example, and I'm going to talk about, as well, how sometimes we push away the good things in our lives, and it's the same philosophy, the same thing. Sometimes we get those unexpected, wonderful situations, and before we know it, something has happened, and it has turned into something else. And we've kind of lost the joy and happiness that might have come. And if you're joining me, you have comments, questions, concerns, whatever you'd like, feel free to write them in the comments and I will see them as we go. So let's give you another example and then we will get back to, then we'll get up to the good stuff because the good is so important. You know, I'm always talking about how to get over bad things. We're going to talk about how to make your good stuff even better. What we're going to talk about next, right after this next example. So let's say, what if your life is falling apart? Literally, everything that's going wrong could be going wrong. So how is this in divine order, right? That's a tough one, right? Because we say to ourselves, this is not how it's supposed to be. Initial sign of resistance, right? This isn't how it's supposed to be. Life should be easier. Life should be different. Life should be whatever. So asking again, who am I and how is this an opportunity? You want to stay true to you, who you really are. I am a strong and capable person, right? Say you're strong and capable, you're kind. How will you respond? Is the opportunity, is the situation, is the opportunity for you to grow and learn more about yourself? Is it to learn about resilience? Is it to learn to ask for help? You know, sometimes we don't want to ask people for help. Maybe it's to ask for help. Maybe it's learning to trust the universe. If you're on the spiritual path, you may be doing that already, working on that growth opportunity. It could be an opportunity for you to help somebody else. You might be learning self-compassion. There are so many things. Just asking the question, how will you respond? How is this an opportunity? Opens the doorway and the universe will step in and guide you. And the universe will let you know what to do. You don't have to know the answers ever. You never have to know the answers. The universe will always step in and help you. Something you can consider, and this is one of my favorite magical mind games, is to do a life review. So you can go back and look at those tough situations, and, you know, where there was so much uncertainty, how you responded, how you handled it, how they came out, and you might discover in looking at that there was a divine order within it. Going back and looking at those, intentionally going back to find them because you're not trapped in those emotions right now. You can be more objective and more detached. When you go back, you'll be able to see them and you'll recognize the divine order and how important they were for your spiritual growth or your personal growth. And you may also discover that everything that's happened, those moments in the past, actually did lead you to more joy, which is ultimately what we want, right? We want as much joy as possible in this lifetime. So what we want to do with these things, we want to reframe the unexpected. Now, pause for a second. notice the emotions, realize you're getting a little worked up about things, and then instead call it divine order. It's divine order. If everything is an opportunity to help you step into your power, which it is, the power of your authentic self, then continue just by being open to discovering how the situation could help you. Okay, I'm sure you can think of lots of times that you've had things like this happen in the past. It's fun when we have those divine order situations where it's kind of miraculous, you know, like we go to that thing and the guy really needs the help of a therapist and a medium, you know, what are the chances of that happening? You know, it's fun when those happen, but I'm sure you've had other moments of divine order in your life. If you want to share them, I know we would love to see them in the comments. Hi, Leanne. Yes, isn't it funny how these topics can be so timed? Spirit is amazing. They always guide us. So I always talk about how to handle problems, how to get out of the stuck emotion, how to, you know, move out of stress or whatever. So let's talk about those unexpected good things that come our way. But yet we resist them and we automatically limit ourselves. We're going to talk about that. Now, it's so funny when I talk to people about something like this because everyone, I'll say, well, you know, sometimes when something good happens, sometimes we limit it and we resist it. And people look at me and they say things to me like, I don't do that. No. You know, when something happens, I embrace it. I accept it. I'm right in there. But if we start thinking about it, we might start to remember some times where something wonderful happened. And yet, you could only be happy so long, and then what happened? We got unhappy, but we don't know why. Maybe our thoughts start going a little bit off the rails there, saying we didn't deserve to be happy, or we didn't deserve that situation. Maybe we started to feel unworthy, oh, we're not good enough, that's, you know. We start to look for the worst, saying it's not going to last, oh, this isn't going to last, you know. It's too good to be true. That's a great sign of somebody who is not staying open to allow that good to come in. Our mind does its own thing sometimes, and it'll talk ourselves out of accepting and embracing the good. We're scared to open up and allow it into our lives. And this comes, why? Because of our past circumstances and situations. You know, something's happened in the past, and you thought it was going to be the greatest thing and most wonderful thing, and then, you know, 2 weeks or 2 years or 20 years down the line, it falls apart. And you all see nothing good ever lasts, you know. And so we've been trained, and our mind has that natural tendency to look for how things are going to go wrong. So it's not our fault, okay? It's just the way our brains think. So we have this unaware sense of we just put this limit on ourselves, and we're not even doing it intentionally. Our brain just does it itself. But if you become aware of it, you'll start to see the opportunity within this. A friend of mine has just come out of a relationship, and it had wonderful potential, and she was so excited about it. And then she said to me, but, you know, I don't feel like he's really ready. So he's not ready to mentally or emotionally commit. We have so much in common. It seems great. So she was like, I guess I've got to let it go. So she let it go. And then what happens, right? Just a little bit later, like within a couple of weeks, unexpectedly met a really great guy who seems to have everything she's wished for, everything, every quality, everything. And, of course, we know, you know how it is when we first meet somebody, we find all those good things, and sometimes they're not always entirely accurate. But there seems to be such a sense of an alignment of values there for her. So she was talking to me, and she's very spiritually aware and aware of herself, and she said she told me it was really hard for her to trust it. And when we find it hard to trust something, that means we're cautious, right? Which discerning is great. Definitely be discerning. But don't put up a block here, okay, where you're so scared to trust it that you've got a block in front of you. So be discerning, but open up. She knew she was struggling with opening up and allowing this good into her life. We all have that baggage from past experiences, which makes us look for those potential problems. But here she's presented with this really amazing guy, and she was afraid, and she came right out and said, I'm afraid I'm going to subconsciously sabotage it. And she knew what she would do. She goes, you know how we do that? We look for what's wrong instead of what's right. I'm sure you've done something like this in the past. we're waiting for it to go bad, like the last relationship or the previous five relationships. We step into that fear. And what happens is our perspective becomes unbalanced. You know, we're minimizing the right parts and we're emphasizing the wrong parts. And then that's when we start to struggle a little bit and we go back and forth and back and forth. And this is a sign that we're not accepting that the situation is in divine order. And even in this, we have to remember there is purpose and meaning, even within the questioning. But if we can expand our capacity for joy, if we can consider that, what we're going to be doing is actually rewiring ourselves. We are going to shift some things. We're used to feeling a certain way. We know how to feel stressed and worried, right? We've had so much practice at that. Sometimes we don't have as much practice when we find something that's joyful or happy. And so we've got to open up to that more love. And when we open up to that love and that joy, sometimes it is uncomfortable. It's new. We don't have as much practice at it. I know, doesn't that sound crazy that we would actually be uncomfortable when something good comes to us? And I know some of you are kind of resisting what I'm saying right now. And don't worry, you'll understand it very soon because something is going to happen and you're gonna hear my voice in your head. It'll be like a little teeny voice and they're going, wait a minute, I heard something about this. So something will happen or we'll look back and you will see something in the past and you'll think, wow, I was happy 5 seconds ago, but now I'm not. Why is that? I don't understand what happened. So you'll remember what I say. So what we want to do is we have to be intentional and rewire ourselves to be open, to stay open. So we look for that uncomfortable feeling and we step into it. We just stay open because we're going to be guided. It's not like we have to figure everything out. We're going to be guided. For my friend, it was in divine order. And it's perfect time for her to become aware of and release any unaware limitations, any unaware fears that pop up, and start to look at things from a different perspective. If she can do this, which she will, I know she will, she's going to bring in even more good than she can possibly imagine, which is one of my most favorite affirmations. I surrender to more good than I can possibly imagine. When we feel uncomfortable, worried, scared, we're not trusting the divine order. We're just not trusting it. Now, this doesn't mean, and I say this every single show, that if you have emotions that I want you to ignore them. No, always feel them, always recognize them, always allow them to be in your presence. But use them to learn more. Don't just fall into them like quicksand and drown in them. Use them to learn more. Okay, who are you? What's going on there? What's the opportunity? Why are you responding this way? Is there an interpretation you're making of a situation? What is it? Just look at it and really figure that out. You'll be led. It's all good. Everything is an opportunity. All you have to do is choose how to handle the situation as your true self. If we can recognize the unexpected, the uncertain things, that there's a personal meaning within everything, we let go of that control. And when we let go of that control, we're going to release that fear, that worry, and we're going to expand that capacity for joy, which is what we want, always, always. We look for that opportunity. So ask, anytime something happens, who am I and how is this an opportunity? All you have to do is trust. That's all you have to do. Trust that there is divine order in everything, and then you will be guided. It is like a law. Well, I don't know if it really is a law, but I say it's a law. So if you do that, it's going to make a difference. Okay, I am going to check the comments because I have not really been paying too much attention. Sorry. Perfect good time. I saw that one. Exactly what I'm talking about. How's about looking back? Everything has happened for the greater good, isn't it? Every time we do that, if we look back sometimes, we can learn so much, especially if we're in that detached, objective state. Okay, a friend of mine was having a problem in her relationship, and she was saying, oh, I just remember this happened, you know, 5 years ago, he said the same thing. Said the same thing 2 years ago. So she was looking back intentionally for bad things to affirm whatever problem she was having now and how her perspective was on that. So, but you can use looking back in a positive way. Leanne is saying, I've slipped into the mindset of when something happens, it is potentially the universe testing how badly I want something. Ooh, I like that. Potentially the universe testing how badly I want something. Yeah. Yeah, and if you look at it from divine order, and recognizing you're going to be led, it's just going to come up. It's just going to show you how to do it, isn't it? Yeah. And thank you, Sue. Yes, I'm glad it's a good reminder. Yeah, this is, it's funny. Sometimes when we're on a spiritual path or a personal growth path, we tend to think that the most important lessons, the most important perspectives or foundations have to be complicated. They have to be hard. And they don't have to be. Simple ones. Everything should be as simple as possible. When it comes down to it, knowing who you are as a being of love is the most important thing. If you embrace only that one teaching, that one spiritual teaching, you can live the rest of your life and have as much joy as possible. Just one thing, you know? And it's fun if you play with something like that and just intentionally choose to be that being of love. You listen to people as a being of love. You act in love. Your choices are made from love. You take that pause. You love. If you wanted to embrace, you know, that everything is divine order. You know, what I usually do in my spiritual path, and this is what I've been doing for 20-whatever years now, is an idea will come to me, it feels important to me, and I will play with it for weeks, months, days, whatever feels right. I'll just play with it for a while. So when I was playing with this divine order over the past week or two, however long it's been since I had that timeshare presentation, just thinking about looking at the past, looking at how things are happening now, what's going on in my life, and how everything is divine order, I find it fun and I find it curious to play with those ideas. And when we do that, we're not in that energetic stuck feeling because we're just open and allowing the information to come to us. Anytime you hear an idea from somebody and it catches your interest, that's something to play with. Some things you may go, that doesn't resonate with me right now. You know, it may never resonate with you, and that's cool. Whatever. So whenever you hear an idea, you play with it and you just do it and play and feel how you're doing. It's so important to feel and listen to that inner guidance. If something catches your interest, it's the inner guidance. Another example of divine order stepping in. Amazing, isn't it? Just amazing. I get amazed easily because the more spiritually aware I become, the more I live in awe and wonder. And joy. And so I get very enthusiastic about things, as you know. So that was my topic for tonight. So let me see. Ask me, we just quit before trying again, as Leanne's saying, yes. So I want to thank you all. We had a little shorter show than last week because, you know, I had a lot to say last week, didn't I? So much because stress is so prevalent right now, and that, which I used last week, the instant reframe. Such a great strategy to help you release disempowering interpretations and get out of the stress. That's a great strategy for that. So I had to explain a lot last week. That took longer this week. I promised you a nice simple show, and here it is. So there is that for you. Can you recommend any books on the topic of divine order? Actually, I don't know any specific right now. If I think of something, I'll let you know. Generally, there's a lot of really good spiritual growth books out there. One I really like, if you haven't found this book yet, is called Spiritual Growth by Sanaya Roman. Okay, it's spelled Sanaya, S-A-N-A-Y-A, Roman. Excellent book. I read it 20-something years ago. And very straightforward, covers all sorts of stuff in spiritual growth, how to look at life differently, the lessons within it, those things. Five books. Yes, my book is coming. Woohoo! I am working with my editor right now. I tell you, for those of you who have written a book, you understand what I'm saying right now. This is something, you know, you write the book, you edit it yourself, you go through it, you make it as best you can, you hand it off to the editor, then the editor comes back and goes, delete, 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 delete. Okay, next page. Delete, and it's just, that's how it is. So we are rewriting it right now. Right now it's called Courageously You. It's all about you. And I think the subtitle is going to be Magical Mind Games to Embrace Your Power and Reignite Your Joy. So it's going to be a guidebook, a manual, if you will, with all sorts of different strategies you can use to handle your problems, to look at life differently, to have more joy, to feel empowered, to not let other people get you down, and to disassociate from their criticisms and judgments, how to handle whatever problem comes up. Right now, there's about 25 or 30 magical mind games in the book. So you can, for whatever situation comes up, you can go to the book and boom, 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 this is the one I need right now. And if you actually use these, they work. My most recent coaching group, we practiced using them, and they had a great time with them. And certain ones worked for certain people, but they really loved those ones. And certain ones worked for the others, and that's why there's so many, because which one is going to be right for you? It's up to you which one is going to work for you. So much fun. So anyway, my book will be out. Hopefully, the plan is by September. We'll see. We'll see. But won't that be exciting? I will tell you all about it when it's coming, let me tell you. I'm going to read what... Beth is saying, 2 days ago, while cleaning my makeup drawer, which I don't do often, I found a piece of paper with a Sabian symbol, Leo 13, old sea captain, rocking on the porch of his cottage. The message is taking the time of looking back, but with the eyes of wisdom. It arrived at the right time for me. Isn't that amazing? Divine order. Divine order. I say it all the time. My boyfriend said to me the other day, you're always talking about divine order. I think I say it more than I think I say it. So that's awesome. Oh, Gretchen, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. I always have so much to say, and it's all about, the name of my show here on Lilydale Radio is called Embracing Your Essence, because it's all about you, embracing who you truly are. And every week I talk about different things to help you live your best life so you can be happier. So I will stop talking because I promised an easy snitch show, so I will stop talking. So thank you so much for listening to me. Feel free to continue making comments or whatever else you want to say, and I will respond to them shortly. You guys have a great week, and I will see you next week. Bye.